Good morning, everyone. There, it's finally on. I'm Elizabeth Rouget, and I'm a member of the steering committee, and I'm going to be your MC this morning. First of all, do we have any new people here who haven't been here before? No? Everyone, welcome back. We are, first of all, going to have Christine lead us in our chant, and we'll have a short period of meditation before we introduce the speaker. Christine?
We still know that I am God. We still know that I am.
Today is one of our multi-talented members, and we do have many of them here. Don George is going to be speaking to us on non-duality. And Don first fell in love with this topic of non-duality while she was an Ursuline nun. A large part of the draw to non-duality was her experience with non-dual mathematics, which was her major. But the kicker to really get her into this was when she started reading Thomas Merton, and especially when she read his Conjectures of a Guilty Bystander in the mid-60s. Now, you can all remember that period. And that particular memoir of his discussed the death of God, politics, modern life and values, and racial strife. So Don was teaching at a high school at that point, and after reading Thomas Merton, this led her into organizing a school-wide debate on the Vietnam War. And she was in New Rochelle, New York, so a lot of speakers, etc., were available for them to get. And so she had one of the debaters on the pro side was from West Point, and then the con side was a member of the Fellowship of Reconciliation. And Don created this banner under which the two debaters sat. And the banner said, "We must love them both, those with whom we agree and those with whom we disagree, for both have labored in the search for truth and both have helped in the finding of it. A quote from Thomas Aquinas. So even back in Thomas Aquinas' day, he was saying that there is good in each view. And just as Dawn recognized back in the 60s, this was something that she felt, that there was good in each side of the story and each had its purpose. Anyway, this quote on the banner, a reproduction of it, now hangs in the chapel at Casa de Maria. So some of you who have been up there, you can take a look and you can see a replica of Dawn's handiwork. When it came time to change her profession from mathematics to psychology, Dawn chose Fielding and then Pacifica because both of these, to get her master's and doctorate, because both institutions favored a non-dual approach, both to content and methodology. And Dawn actually has a private practice here in town in psychotherapy, and she also has been on the faculty of Pacifica. So I am going to introduce to you our speaker today, Dawn George.